held by the State Library of Kansas. You can find all the books on the Kansas 250 bookshelf at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR, and then Weekend Edition Saturday. The time is 7 o'clock.
From NPR News,
three menus deep to say no. In a statement, Meta said they heard the feedback that the feature missed the mark, saying its intent was to provide a useful creative tool on Instagram. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore reports, officials call it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Ellsworth County attorney has filed charges against the parents of two Kansas children who were shot and killed by their sibling earlier this year. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation announced yesterday that Aaron and Michaela French of Brookville have been charged with four felony counts of aggravated child endangerment. Officials say an investigation determined that in March, a young child in the Brookville home found a loaded, unsecured shotgun and then shot and killed two siblings. A 5-year-old girl died at the scene. An 8-year-old boy was flown to a Wichita hospital where he later died. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. For tomorrow, a lot like today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Under sunny skies, it's 68 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
People voted to name a polar research vehicle Boaty McBoatface. So there's some history of the British recognizing the value of a good laugh, perhaps especially in politics. As Count Binface himself told the BBC through the slat in his trash bin, "My job is to demonstrate that British democracy is wonderful and unique in the entire cosmos." And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
What's for dinner? What's on the menu? Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear about the treasures of the New York Public Library. It includes tens of thousands of restaurant menus. That story coming up at 7:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for Prairie Journal. Next time on Prairie Journal, with America's 250th Independence Day behind us, what did it actually take to win the Revolutionary War? Rick Atkinson is a three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, historian, and author of the best-selling Revolutionary War trilogy, The War for America. Join us for this broadcast of this year's Dole Lecture. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPER1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPER2.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering a variety of public events throughout the year for K-12 youth, KU students, and families, including monthly series and special events. See upcoming events at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We've got some patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's partly cloudy in Chanute at 71, cloudy skies in Emporia at 69 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed.
Cho thinks antique store owners must hate him.
Because I'll spend all day and I won't buy nothing.
He loves thumbing through old postcards.
Dear Dolores, I went to the largest ball of twine in Kansas. You'd never believe how big it is.
And his album captures that feeling. Listen on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered and that big ball of twine in Kansas from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, what it's like announcing the 2026 World Cup, a sportscaster's dream come true. That story coming up at the top of the hour here on KPR. Our mission at Kansas Public Radio is to provide you, our listeners, with quality arts and information programming across Kansas and beyond. And that's why we want to hear from you. Take our annual Media and Technology Survey. Let us know how you get your news, music, and entertainment. Your response helps us better understand what you need and the habits of you, and helps us serve our community in the best way possible. You can take the survey today. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your input. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and
from the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us later today for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Today we'll hear some great picks by Scott Joplin, Fauré, Dvorak, and more. We'll hear favorites like Flight of the Bumblebee, Vocalese, and more from instruments you might not expect. Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
And the line of danger.
He says the men told him an officer shot and killed Salgado Araujo through the passenger side window Tuesday during an attempted traffic stop. A sweeping housing affordability bill became law overnight without a presidential veto or signature, the president protesting inaction on a voter ID bill. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A parasite causing cases of what officials call explosive diarrhea is now confirmed in Kansas. Beck Shackelford Wanganga reports state health officials are tracking 22 cases.
The stomach bug, called cyclosporiasis, causes extreme intestinal illness, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Symptoms can last anywhere from a few days to a month, and they can go away and come back. The CDC says to prevent the illness, people should avoid consuming food or water that could be contaminated by feces, and they should thoroughly wash any produce. Health officials say people with symptoms should see a doctor for treatment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
A citizen petition to halt the development of data centers in Emporia has failed. KSNT reports that the city of Emporia issued a press release yesterday stating it received the petition earlier this week, but the signatures do not comply with Kansas statutory requirements. That means the petition cannot move forward. The group Emporia Neighbors United say they are revising the petition and will try to run it again. If you haven't visited Kansas City's FIFA Fan Festival yet, your time is running out. Fan Fest will be open to the public through this evening, featuring a grand lineup of quarterfinal watch parties and concerts. This afternoon, there are performances from both rapper Tech N9ne and the rock band The All-American Rejects. There are two watch parties at FanFest today, Norway against England at 4 p.m., and the highly anticipated match at Arrowhead Stadium between World Cup champion Argentina and Switzerland at 8 p.m. And in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles defeated the Kansas City Royals last night 5-3. They play their second in the series at 6:05 this evening in Baltimore. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight with lows in the upper 70s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs again in the upper 80s. Under sunny skies, it's 71 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Rose Horowitz, writing in The Atlantic, explores the state of reading in the U.S. today.
In America, the share of people who read a book or even an article on any given day has declined by 40% in the past two decades.
Listen today on All Things Considered, contemplating a post-literate America. You can listen on your radio, online, or your smart speaker by asking it to play NPR or your member station by name. Listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Howard Bryant joins us to talk about the World Cup quarterfinals. And that statistic you just heard about becoming a nation of non-readers, you can fight back against that. Coming up, we've got Books We Love, NPR's series on great recommendations from the NPR staff. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Buskerfest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party at Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
This week on 105 Live, we're featuring the work of Sad Cowboy Recording Studio in Lawrence with music from Megan Luttrell, Emery Gabriel, and Sad Cowboy Recording Studio founder Matthew Molnix. Every week, Nick Carswell brings us music from across the state, all 105 counties of it, on 105 Live. That's at 5 o'clock today on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, it'll be BBC World Service. Sunny skies today, a beautiful day in store with highs in the upper 80s. Light winds from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 72 in Emporia, 73 in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Bank of America.
This morning, this is NPR News.
Your poker face ain't fooling no one.
Chloe Bailey and Timbaland have teamed up to resurrect the golden days of R&B on a new mixtape.
We so used to the glitz and the glamour and all these things, and I feel like real good R&B never really had all of that. I felt like I was bringing that nostalgia back.
Timbaland and Chloe Bailey, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines.
Parents and teens. So parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at schwab.com. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR coming up in just a minute and a half. And then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Our forecast calls for sunny skies today, but we've still got some partly cloudy skies in Topeka and Manhattan, down in Emporia as well. It's sunny here in Lawrence. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 75 in Topeka, 74 in Manhattan.